4:59 on the hard line. It is Thursday from the Exchange Food Hall down here at a card. I'm just kidding. AT&T Discovery District. And we have a big Thursday power hour for you with all of the normal trimmings. Very excited about that, including this. From Hollywood Lights to the backstage spree. Gabby's in the know, everything VIP. Brought to you by
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you, Exchange Hall. And thank you to our very special Thursday guest, yeah, who he wasn't sure if he would be able to make it, but he risked life and limb to be on the air with us right now. His name, Gordon Keith.
Thank you. Yes,
Oh, wow.
So I made it.
If you saw someone flying on a crotch rocket going like 600 miles an hour down 635, it was Gordon trying to get back for the rant revival.
Standing on his seat.
Yeah, doing a wheelie down the tollway.
Yep, that's exactly right. I haven't dared try a wheelie yet.
What is the thing that is illegal in Texas where you
pegging?
I think driving in between the lanes on a motorcycle. What is that called?
That's lane splitting.
Lane splitting. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you see it in California all the time.
Yeah.
It scares the hell out of all of us.
I know.
Not lane splitting.
I don't know if I'd have the guts to do that. Now, lane filtering is when you can do it at like stoplights. So you'll, instead of waiting in all that traffic, you go between the cars and go up to the front of the line.
God, I saw Gordon the other day on Lover's Lane, and he had his gun out, like just kind of holding it out as he's cruising down the street. It was so
damn
Texas.
Straight.
He looked like Uma and Kill Bill.
Yes, he had a sword.
Does he have shotgun holsters on either side?
Yeah,
of his...
he looked like Tex. What's the guy's name in Raising Arizona?
Tex Cobb.
Yeah, Tex Cobb. All right, E! News, go.
E! News, yes. So, big story today out of Chicago, as Jussie Smollett, you remember he was the actor from Empire, who was convicted in a hate crime hoax.
What year was this?
This was when everything was happening in our society.
Yeah, so it was in 2019 when he allegedly staged a hate crime against himself.
He hired Millie Vanilli to beat him up or something.
Well, he says he was attacked outside his apartment building by two men.
Hold on, who yelled "Hey, Empire"?
Yes, I think they also said that
they addressed him as "Hey, Empire,"
but they also called him racist and homophobic slurs and put a noose around his neck. And then after investigation, police alleged that these were acquaintances of his that he paid to stage the assault.
What was the point of it?
To gain sympathy.
But for what?
Followers.
He was already a star on a TV show. I never understood this.
I don't know. So in March of 2019, all charges were dropped when the Cook County State's Attorney reached a deal with Smollett's defense team that included him taking part in community service. However, when the public found out that the charges were dropped, everyone was like, he's just going to get off with community service? He committed a fake hate crime. Was he Michael Jordan now? Are you kidding me? And so after that, then the state of Illinois conducted a separate inquiry into the matter with a special prosecutor who then indicted him again in February of 2020. And then in November of 2021, he was put on trial and found guilty. So earlier this year, late last year, December 2023, the state appellate court rejected his appeal. But then earlier this year, the Illinois Supreme Court agreed to hear his appeal. And then today, the Illinois Supreme Court found that the special prosecutor's decision to retry him violated his rights. That
double jeopardy.
When they dismissed with the settlement agreement for community service, that should have been it. They shouldn't have been able to retry him, and so they threw it out. So he's now a free man.
Was he I may have missed this part. Was he in the jail?
Yeah, he's been
in jail.
Yeah, so he was sentenced to 150 days in jail plus 30 months of probation. So he was still, I guess, serving that time in jail. I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
I wonder how, like, hardened he is now, like, coming out, like, yeah.
Yeah, I think about how many... What was that voice used for me?
Go ahead. We want to give you a wide berth.
Me or Gordon? But,
yeah, I mean, think about how many fake hate crimes he's going to do now.
I know. Think of all... Yeah, getting away with it.
Think of how many consensual hate crimes he participated in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Dave, do you think a lot of people have had to pay for hate crimes?
Yes, I do.
And I don't mean, like, punishment. I mean they have to pay people to do them.
Yeah. How old was this guy? And is his career over? Like, can he... What happened to that show, too? I've got a lot of questions.
I think the show just... It kind of nosedived.
Got shot
that.
Out like a cannon, or of a cannon, and then it just went away.
Yeah, I watched a good bit of the show, and it was a terrible show. It was an awful show.
Why did I watch it?
Because it was so corny.
Because you thought you were living that life, bro.
What life?
You know, a record label
the
guy.
The hate crime life.
Yeah.
There were no hate crimes on Empire.
I didn't know DeMar DeRozan.
Because you knew DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan was not in the show.
Okay, earlier we talked about the fact that the Cowboys-Bengals game on Monday Night Football, though according to the letter of the law, could be flexed out by ESPN ABC, it will not, because that is the Simpsons Monday Night Football game, where they will have an alternate broadcast where Simpsons characters will be playing the part of the Bengals and the Cowboys.
Yep.
Well, I have two notes related to this. One is this coming Sunday, November 24th, the episode of The Simpsons, The Treehouse of Horror presents Simpsons Wicked This Way Comes. It will be the final episode of Pamela Hayden. Do you know who Pamela Hayden is?
No.
So she is the voice of minor characters, right?
Yes. She is retiring after 35 years. She has been on the show since the very first episode in 1989.
Nelson?
Nope. She has been credited in 694 episodes.
God.
She is Jimbo Jones, Rod and Todd Flanders, Sarah Wiggum, Janie Powell, one of Lisa's friends, but she is most known for Milhouse.
No way!
Yes. Pamela Hayden is retiring after 35 years of playing Milhouse.
Is she rich?
I imagine so. All those OG voice people have got to be rich.
600 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
she called it...
the sweetest gig ever.
She called it...
You screwed up, Gordon.
I know.
Seriously. With all the range of your dumb voice, and you didn't get into that game...
Well, now it's Gordon's choice, because Fox is going to begin casting for all of her characters. Can you do a Milhouse?
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you blew it. Your career sucks.
Yeah, you should be on SNL... Or be a Hollywood voiceover maven.
Yeah.
We have her between 16 and 25 million.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a...
For being minor character lady.
Yeah, but then you have to be in the dark all the time and soot all over you.
Not a minor, Bob. A smaller part in a TV show.
Oh.
Bob is on it today.
Soot.
He is.
Okay, and then the...
He has to carry that pickaxe
everywhere.
The other related story. So, as I mentioned just a minute ago, ESPN, ABC, Disney+, they're doing this alt cast of The Simpsons for Monday Night Football. They are also going to be doing an alt cast on Christmas Day of the New York Knicks-San Antonio Spurs game.
Is this another cartoon?
Yes. The cartoon game will take place on Main Street USA at Disney's Magic Kingdom. And every Spurs and Knicks player, their movements are going to be captured by optical and real-time tracking. And I guess they're going to be cartoon basketball players. They're not going to be Disney characters, but watching in the crowd will be Mickey and Minnie, Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, Chip and Dale, all of your favorite Disney characters.
Chip and JoJo.
And then calling the game will be Drew Carter and Monica McNutt with Daisy Duck as the sideline reporter.
Who's Monica McNutt?
As the side piece.
I mean, so, she's, I guess, a sportscaster who has done a lot of these kind of Nickelodeon broadcasts.
What do you mean?
I'm just worried about where you're headed, so I just want you to be careful.
I don't know who she is. I just asked a question. Just because her name is McNutt, right?
What?
What are these alternate broadcasts when you say cartoon?
Yeah.
Like, there's animated stuff?
Yeah, it's like CGI.
Just over the actual game.
No, it's like a virtual reality version of the game. The exact same movements, but with animated characters.
But we don't know who the animated people are.
I guess they're just going to be animated versions of the Knicks and Spurs players.
Oh, so it's actually them. It's just cartoon version.
I think so.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not very clear.
I don't get how they're able to motion capture what the real guys are doing in the game and translate it into cartoon instantly.
Well, they're going to have cameras encircling the court, and they're going to be mapping everybody's movements, and I guess they're going to have their GPS trackers on them. I have no idea.
Doug.
I don't know.
Gordon. Come on.
By the way, also.
Get with the times. Yeah.
Santa's elves will be operating the cameras. And at halftime, the Disney characters will compete in a slam dunk contest.
Okay. I think I've officially gone insane. I don't understand anything.
Santa's elves?
A slam dunk contest,
How do they reach up there that high if they're all tiny and stuff?
A couple of quick ones before we get to the rant revival.
By the way, it sounds like Ed Werder just got free rein on saying whatever he wants on y'all's show, Gordon.
Why, what'd he say?
He dropped an M-bomb the other day. M.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa. Everybody calm down.
I was like, hey, all right, Ed.
What's really shocking.
What's the M-bomb?
Little person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an incident
I'll tell you one thing about Deuce Vaughn.
You gotta stop.
What? It was Edward.
Stop doing that voice.
Have you guys ever had a situation, and Bob is exempt from this because he's only ever dated
one woman.
He is gay, yeah.
But have you ever been in a situation where your current significant other has met a previous significant other, or even worse, a previous significant other has met another previous significant other?
Like, while you're not around?
Yes.
And they come home and they're like, I met your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, and we just talked crap about you for 3 hours.
Yeah, it was so awesome. She's so cute. No.
Well, that has happened to Zach Bryan. As Brianna Chicken Fry LaPaglia,
okay, can we quit calling her that?
Told her co-host on the BFFs podcast that she did a couple hours on FaceTime with Rose Madden.
A couple of hours?
Yeah, Zach Bryan's ex-wife. And she says, I effing love her. I've never felt more seen and validated in my life. Same with her.
Because they just bagged on him.
Yeah, because they both just talked about what a toxic person he is.
Why can't Chickenfoot just kind of get over it? Move on. Sounds like
you're victim blaming.
She's bounded. There was no victiming in the first place. He got mad at her one time. He didn't do anything.
He wanted his Bronco back.
Yeah. He's like, I don't think I like you. And now she's going on the talk show circuit.
Okay, and then the other thing is, remember when Matthew McConaughey went viral talking about how he made sandwiches?
All right, yeah, you put the mustard. You got to put the mustard on one side.
He has gone equally viral with his tuna salad recipe. He has an equally detailed tuna salad recipe. He was on the Two Bears, One Cave podcast.
What? You got to catch the tuna yourself. You go out.
So
he says tuna.
He says, I'm a tuna fish salad master maker. Every Sunday night, I clean out the fridge to make a badass tuna fish salad.
Okay.
He says, everything in there.
Your base has to be good tuna.
No way.
Right. Yeah.
That's ingredient number one.
What's so brilliant?
Yeah, so I imagine not canned tuna, probably sushi grade.
Wasabi.
So then he says, you got to be careful how much lemon and vinegar you add. Then you add mayo mixed with wasabi and Italian dressing.
Okay.
Told you.
Then chopped red onions, chopped dill pickle gherkins.
That's right.
Finely diced the dill pickle gherkins.
First.
Crispy jalapeno chips to give it a little crunch. And then at the end, to balance it out, some apple for sweetness, a touch of agave. I'll always have corn in there. And then at the end, I'll put some frozen peas.
Okay, he's making stuff up. It's like an elementary school person tried to make you something.
You know what it is?
This smile through tasting it. Oh, it's great. What a great invention.
This is the 2 a.m. You come home with your friends, and you're like, what do we have in the fridge?
Yeah, just put it all in a bowl, man.
No, this is the I don't know if you could find that audio, but where he's talking about making a sandwich 10 years ago on his dumb reality show back then.
It's the exact same thing.
Yes, he hasn't changed. He just changed the type of sandwich.
Yes, he just changed.
And then I like to put some chips in there.
Yeah. He changed it from sandwich to tuna salad.
Yeah, all right. And that was put the ketchup on one side for the sweet.
Adds a little crunch.
God, he's just over-explains everything.
Oh.
All right, coming up next, Gordon stays with us for the Rant Revival.
Yes.
The ticket. It's Greg McElroy and his college football hot sports opinions. Brought to you by Novus Home Mortgage, Three Nations Brewing, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
The Rant. The Rant. The Bohemian Rant.
The Thunder Boy of Underachieving.
520. It is The Ticket. It is The Hardline, live from the Exchange Food Hall, where we are here for Flight by Eagle. And this is The Rant. This features the three members of The Rant. I am but a fourth interloper. It is Gordon Keith, Gen X Davey, Corby, or Tubi, whichever his name is today.
Mm-hmm.
And this is brought to you by, I bet,
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Look at that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's The Rant.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, I got to get my plugs out of the way.
Go on.
Tuesday Twitch nights. Did a great Twitch stream this past Tuesday night. Thank you for all that tuned into that.
I'd like to plug
my Instagram, where I'm doing all my mountain lion hunting. Instagram name is Actual Gordon Keith.
Are you new to Graham, or have you been on it for a while?
I've had it for a long time, but never did anything with it.
Yeah, I've never used mine. I think I have an account, but I've never actually been on it.
Yeah, Gordon is suddenly extremely active, trying to become a mountain lion motorcycle influencer.
It's a niche that's
to
not
that market.
Yeah, it's not really been taken. So I respect his
Rogan's going to invite him on, I bet.
And I will say this: today was the first day that I posted my very first nude on my Instagram account.
Okay. That's the way to do it.
I was actually nude when I took the picture. And as a promise to the P1s, if I get 50,000 followers on Instagram, I'm going to do a face reveal.
Huh.
And then at 75,000, if I ever get up to 75,000 followers, I'm going to do an unboxing.
Of what?
Of your face?
Of a human head
just
he cut off.
Some kind of product.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Some kind of product that a company sent me for free, but they didn't pay me anything, so this is going to be my completely unbiased opinion.
Pam found the McConaughey sandwich-making audio, if you guys are slightly interested. Would you like to hear that?
When we were growing up, whether it was Sunday night, it was sandwich night. I was the one that always made the sandwiches for the family.
Sunday night.
Because it would take about an hour doing it. Your pickles got to be on the same side. For me, with the mayonnaise side, usually places put pickles on the side of the mustard side. I go a little light on the American mustard because it seems to me that it overtakes a little bit. Ketchup's never really on the sandwich, but it's on the side so you can dip it. Good thing about that is that the sweetness of the ketchup is the first thing that hits your palate. And for me, that's my favorite thing to get the palate started before I get into the meat of the sandwich.
Just who dips a sandwich in ketchup?
Idiots.
It's just
love ketchup.
Do you think that ever since he did Dazed and Confused that he felt obligated to be that guy?
Maybe he just all is the time. That guy.
I just don't
We've heard from people that went to school with him said he was always that way.
I think he's just surrounded by people that tell him he's a genius all the time, and he just can't separate the two anymore.
You may be right.
I think they like my long, drawn-out, obvious explanation.
Like he's bought in, which...
Everyday life.
It doesn't seem like people in real life do it, but he's bought into the stereotype. Like if Joe Pesci all the time was like, hey, I'm going to bust your balls, you know, whatever.
What makes me unique is like when I go up to a door and it's locked, I'll pull out my keys, and then I put that key in there.
Everyone
is to put it in there just right, you know, so you get it right in the center of that hole that's there, and you put that key in there, and then you turn it.
Yeah, you make sure you put the key in right side up.
Everyone does that.
You gotta put it right side
up. Matthew.
Dude, and then he got hired to do a car commercial where he's doing the same thing.
I know.
What I like to do is get in the driver's seat.
That's exactly the commercial.
Okay, how great was the Jim Carrey impersonation on SNL of him doing the Buick?
Rolling a booger.
He's like, you know what I'm doing right now? I'm rolling a booger.
Making it into a tight little sphere.
I like to press the gas a little bit, and that makes the car start to
everyone does that, Matthew.
Just describing mundane things with unnecessary detail makes him interesting.
With his accent, with his voice being at about a 4, right? Just a little bit below the normal line.
That's right. Just a little bit of that Texas vocal fry. I call it Texas vocal chicken fry.
I bet you've never thought of this super obvious act around the house that I can now describe slowly.
What I like to do is when I'm ready to get the clean dishes out of the dishwasher, I open the dishwasher door first.
Okay.
And I let that steam kind of hit me in the face a little bit.
Right.
And then I pull out one of the trays. You know, they're made of wire. They're made of wire.
Yeah, do you start with the bottom tray or the top tray?
No, you got to start with the top tray because you want to kind of see if
I do that too, Matthew.
Get clean.
When do you like to do silverware, though? Do you do it after the dishes? Or?
That's the thing. A lot of people make the mistake of getting the silverware out first. I take it out just kind of as I go along.
So what,
it's
like
completely different.
Matthew, when you're vacuuming, where do you choose to plug in the vacuum, and then do you start in the far corner of the room and work your way out? Or
a lot of people choose to, they always decide to plug in the vacuum into like a big block of fudge. But see,
no, they don't. They don't at all, Matthew.
I think it always works with an electrical outlet.
Yeah.
Nobody plugs their vacuum cleaner into a big block of fudge. That does not happen.
Oh my God! First way.
All right. It, you know, it would not surprise me if Matthew has ever spent time either at a nude beach or a nudist colony.
Uh huh.
Have any of you guys?
He played nude bongos.
Yeah, that's true. Have any of you guys ever been to a nude beach?
I haven't even seen one, although it was rumored that there was one when I was in Jamaica one time, but I didn't venture over there.
Yeah, when I was
because I hear you're always completely underwhelmed by it.
When I was in Curacao, and also one time I went to Tulum and ended up at a topless beach.
Yeah.
And
that happens in Miami.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sometimes you can be overwhelmed.
Okay.
There's a lot happening, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, there's a story that I have, a very ranty story, from Redlands, California. There is a place called Olive Dell Ranch RV Park and Resort.
Sketchy.
Now, it doesn't say nudist in the name.
Do we have any research on nudist colonies, RV parks?
Right.
This combo.
And within that Venn diagram, where would hot people be?
Well, let me tell you about these two residents, and you tell me if you think they're hot.
Okay.
We have Dan and Stephanie Menard. Dan is
Menard.
Is 79. Stephanie is 73.
Oh, no.
They enjoyed playing poker at the...
Wait.
The clubhouse.
We're already past tensing them.
I bet you
they
do.
They would have... they would host Saturday Bible studies.
Oh, people studied the Bible in the nude?
Yes. Dan, who had been diagnosed with dementia, mostly stayed home with their
Way
Shih Tzu
go,
cuddles and would tinker with his model train collection and his computer.
checks out.
He would shave down the dog till he's nude.
Yeah, I don't know if their dog was nude.
They insist on everything being nude.
Right.
Dan was a devout Christian, and he would organize Easter and Christmas celebrations for the nudist colony. But neighbors were concerned.
Just as the Lord intended.
Neighbors were concerned when they didn't show up for their church service on August 25th.
Okay.
And I haven't seen your penis around the sanctuary lately.
You didn't drag your penis through the communion wine on Sunday. You all right? So
didn't see your wife's snail trail in the pew either.
Okay.
Gross.
Hey, all right, everybody.
God.
Broadcasting live.
That's the reason they knew that they were the rest of the parishioners knew they were missing, because they didn't see her snail trail.
Okay. Didn't see your wife.
You know, something funny's going on. I know what it is.
Didn't see your wife pulling out your tithing from her coin purse.
Gross.
So
crowd loves it.
They started looking for Dan and Stephanie, uh-huh. and they found the couple's car parked on the side of the road near the nudist colony.
Such a red flag. Side of the road is the biggest red flag.
With the key still in the ignition.
Oh, the keys in the ignition?
Yeah, the key was still in.
That's a red flag, too.
Yeah.
Found the car.
Right.
Red flag.
With a Shih Tzu dog head in the back seat.
And so they went to their mobile home, and they went inside, and there was no sign of the couple or their dog. So they called the police. And so it was a massive search for this couple.
A manhunt. A munt, if you will.
Yeah, a munt. And so they had helicopters, drones, bloodhounds, because they're at the foothills of the San Jacinto Mountains.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, rocky terrain.
Did that bloodhound go smell the snail trail?
Yeah, he went straight to the pew at the church.
Founder! Oh, no. Oh, no.
So then on Thursday, August 29th, so later that week, police get a call from the family member of one of their neighbors, Michael Sparks, a 62-year-old guy, and he had been arguing with the Menards over the pruning of a tree that hung over both of their properties.
Uh-oh.
He opposed to it being manscaped.
Yeah.
And he confessed to his family member that he killed two people and he was threatening to kill himself.
Uh-oh.
And so police,
that's a red flag, isn't it?
Police bring in an armored vehicle because they're afraid that he has booby trapped his mobile home.
Yeah,
that when they try to enter his home, that it'll explode.
They're the most booby trap
nudists.
No, the mobile home people are more likely to booby trap than other people.
What? Where are you getting that from?
Look it up.
He uses bus people in the same way
How?
As mobile home people.
Yeah. Well, have you been on a bus cross country?
What's that Venn diagram?
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Go on.
It's Venn diagram.
Is that Von Crane or Ron Dane?
We don't know.
So they bring in an armored vehicle with a hydraulic battering ram, and they tore off the front of Mr. Sparks' mobile home. He wasn't in there. But they found out that he was hiding in a concrete bunker he had built under his residence.
God.
He tried to shoot himself with a rifle that misfired.
Wait, what? He built a permanent residence up under his,
his mobile home?
Yeah.
Is that a red flag?
Huh. No.
Got
not
into
at all.
The concrete bunker underneath his mobile home.
What are you building down there, Earl? Nothing.
Why'd you move your mobile home? I'm building a bunker under it. Don't worry. So, yeah, he tried to take his own life with a rifle. It misfired. He was taken into custody. Mm-hmm. And so then they bring in a camera to check the sewer lines underneath.
Oh, my God.
Underneath his mobile home. And they find two bags of human remains stuffed into
the sewer lines.
The sewer lines.
Well, that's not going to flush.
How big are the sewer lines? I don't understand that.
Or maybe they were storm drains. I don't know. But they were stuffed in bags underneath the property.
God.
And so both Dan and Stephanie had died from blunt force trauma and still no sign of Cuddles the Shih Tzu.
Oh, jeez.
But he has now been arrested.
Part. Not only are you cut into pieces, but you got to spend half of eternity down there surrounded by mobile home diarrhea.
mobile home diarrhea. Is that worse than regular diarrhea?
I think it is. I think that's proven.
Do you think, like, when you're a nudist chopped up in a trash bag,
you can tell the difference?
Yeah.
Looks like this guy's never worn clothes.
No tan lines.
Yeah.
Do you think they had a sign in there that says, please don't try to flush?
Please. They have to put it up after they found the body. So, yeah. Look, people.
Toilet paper we're fine only. No human remains.
We're fine with anything, but enough with flushing human remains.
No flushing nudists in this mobile home park.
Right.
All right, so that's the rant story I wanted to tell you.
That's wonderful.
That's a good one. Gordon, thank you for rushing back.
10 of 10.
Thank you guys for having me on.
We love you.
Do you want to re-plug?
Yes.
Re-unplug?
Yeah. You want to plug into
Twitter,
a block of fudge?
And on Instagram, you can see a picture of a vacuum cleaner plugged into a block of fudge on actual Gordon Keith on Instagram.
Thank you, Gordon.
And Matthew. All right.